A friend of mine gave me for Christmas teeny tiny itty bitty little dices that are so small.
Dices, she said.
Like a plural. Like you have like fishes would be various multiple units of multiple kinds of fish would be fishes.
It slices, it dices.
It Julian's fries.
Here, I'm gonna do this just so I can show you how little these dice are. Do you see how small?
Oh, I got some of those.
Are these dice for ants?
Aren't they little?
That's ridiculous. Okay, so prepare yourself to be... Get your magnifying glass.
They're floor-sized.
Yeah.
How the hell is everyone doing tonight?
A little bit frantic, but good.
Still existing.
Just trying to get here. At all. Was a challenge tonight.
You made it.
I did. I'm here. I would like to formally thank my husband, who doesn't listen to the podcast, for allowing me to be here tonight.
Yes, that's a unanimous thanks for that guy.
Swooping in at the last minute. He's still up there with them. I wouldn't have been here.
I thank you on behalf of the silent others. Sounds like a Doctor Who alien, the silent others.
It does.
The silence is a Doctor Who alien.
Yeah. Yep. The others is probably another.
Another other. From another mother.
Okay.
Okay, Megan.
Well, last week, you guys leveled up.
Leveled up.
Didn't you now?
Level 6.
Not bad. Do you want to go around the table and roll hit points and maybe talk about any cool new stuff you got?
Yeah, let's do it.
Megan?
Oh, do I get to go first? Again, as always? You make it putting the pressure on me?
You're the first responder.
Okay. I don't have anything cool that I want to talk about yet, but I would like to roll for health.
All right. Nothing cool. We could have probably all told you that.
Rude.
You got a bonus fee?
I did, but I don't want to talk about it yet.
Now you've got 3.
What?
Feet.
Three feet.
I got a bonus foot. Does that make me any taller? Yeah. Can we say it's a bonus foot in height?
No.
Flora's stronger than Stormac, and now she's going to be taller? No, I object.
Ooh, what bonus feet you get?
I don't want to talk about it. I don't really like talking about my feet.
Yeah, you don't want to do that on the internet.
No. I'll bring it up next level.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. I'm going to roll a d10, though. And if it sucks, I'm going to make you re-roll it.
Let's go.
Doing it. It's a 6.
What do you think?
I don't know. That would be my lowest one so far. But it's higher than halfway.
Now let's review the rules here. If John re-rolls it, you have to take what he rolls. Is that correct, John?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not an either-or situation.
Let's see. If I go with the 6, it'll bring me up to... You know what? I'm happy with that. I'm going to keep the 6.
Boo.
You just wanted me to give it to you and roll like a 2. That's what you wanted to happen.
Oh, I could have rolled a 10. You never know.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to roll a d8 for Daisy. Please re-roll that 1.
Okay. Ooh, a 6.
No critical fumbles on hit points?
Only for Sidriel.
Well, good thing I take the standard half plus 1.
Smart. It's at high intelligence.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you said 6?
Yeah, 6 for Daisy.
Perfect, thank you.
Sidriel, did you get anything cool for level 6?
I have 3rd level spells now, as I am finally a 5th level wizard.
Oh no.
Very nice.
So I now am the proud owner of the spells Fly and Haste.
Okay, those are pretty clutch.
Oldies but goodies. I was trying to figure out if I should put Fireball in there, but I only got 2 to start with, and, you know, I'm not a blaster. I got a bow for that.
Fair enough.
But if I make us all hasty, I can turn my pew-pew into a pew-pew-pew.
Nice.
Scary.
Which means I can nat one once every 6 rounds instead of once every 10 on average.
All right.
Poor guy. You've beaten his spirit, Johnny.
It's okay. It's going to be fine. What about Stormac? Store to the M-A-K.
Well, level 6 Stormac comes with a pair of swimming trunks and a bag of chips.
Ooh, I like chips.
Yeah.
We know.
So, right. Normally I'm rolling a D10, but this level, I'm rolling a D8.
Oh, really?
Really.
Do we want to talk about why that is?
Well, you're going to have to put the clues together.
All right.
Oh, my God.
We've got a regular mystery machine working up here.
Yeah.
You want to roll that D8?
I'm pretty hesitant to. So, the way Wes does it, half plus one.
You'd get 5 HP.
Yeah, so it's more like you're just slightly on the plus side of half. If I were to roll and roll poorly, could I then choose to do that? Or do I only get the John reroll option if I roll poorly?
Just the John reroll.
Yeah, I think we've always done it as an either or. You can either play it safe and get kind of the median HP, yeah. Or you can risk it all and roll it.
Oh boy.
Then you get two rolls.
Yeah. Alright, it is a game of dice, so let's go ahead and roll this D8.
Dices.
That's an 8.
Nice. Boom!
Beautiful.
Very nice. You want me to go ahead and re-roll that for you? You never know, I could get an 8.
What would that do for me?
Nothing.
Double
exactly. All right, well, that's all you're getting out of me. Move on.
All right, what about Ezekiel Kane?
I don't really do too much more. I got like a plus one to a lot of things, but I mean, that's pretty much it. Plus one to all my saves, plus one to my BAB. I get an extra extract, but not too much. Not super exciting. I think next level I get an investigator talent, which will be much more exciting to talk about. But he gets a little bit stronger, so it's okay. Midland level.
Oh. Yeah, Daisy got a bonus trick, and she gets a plus 4 morale bonus on will saves.
We've moved on.
Versus enchantment.
We have moved on.
Just remember that she's also doing things.
We've moved on. All right.
Fine.
Let's roll these hit points.
Oh yeah, do that.
I'm also going to roll. I'm going to roll a D8.
No, we moved on.
Real quick. And I'd like the roll because I could Stormac it up and get an 8. So I'm going to try that too.
That's what we call it now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
4.
It's all right. It's a 4.
Could be better.
It could be. But then I'm going to have to get stuck with whatever the shit is. So it's like you re-roll it and then I'm stuck with it. I don't know. It's a fucking...
Mm-hmm.
That's tough.
That's tricky.
It's a dilemma.
If I got lower than 4, I probably would do it, but I might just stick with 4.
I'm okay with this.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to stick with the 4 plus 1 for my con. It'll give me 5, bringing me up to, like, 45.
Anything cool for Zeke with level 6?
I already said we've moved on.
He just went over that.
How'd that happen?
Without me?
He got a bunch of plus ones. He got a little bit stronger to everything. It's a pretty middling level. He'll get some exciting stuff next level.
Okay, cool.
My question is, though, that we get more HP because of our new HP rules, but I'm already missing HP. Where does it apply? Does it apply to the existing HP, or does it apply on top of the missing HP? Does that make sense?
I would say it just goes to your max. And your
existing, your current HP would stay the same.
Just makes the bucket deeper.
But it doesn't add, like, it doesn't add to the bottom of the bucket, making more in container. Okay, never mind.
You get more container, you still have the same amount of water.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right,
I took a half
fine.
Gallon of milk and dumped it into a gallon jug.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, so you're increasing your max HP, but you're not increasing your current HP is the answer.
I just said that.
Oh, so now when John just said something, no one can ask about it.
Yeah. Okay.
John, did you get anything cool this level?
Diabetes.
No.
I got away from the Kimmich Works so I could come back and haunt you later. That was my level up. Well, we find ourselves back in Forkstag and Grind's Kimmich Works. I think they just changed the name to Kimmich Works now.
Poot and Foot Kimmich Works?
Poot is... In memorial for Poot.
Poot Memorial Kimmich Works?
Yeah. You had cleared out the rooms of Vorkstag and Grine. You got his spell book, or his formula book.
Oh yeah, that's the other cool things that he can do now.
What's that?
His mastery of alchemy has come in, where he can also now copy spells from formula books. And if he casts a spell that is also on the alchemist spell list... Get a plus one to the DC.
We have moved on.
Not bad. You can do all the things that Zeke can do, but better.
Hey.
Hey.
I don't know. I mean, Sid's never got kidnapped, so I'm not sure how good he is at that.
How's he at banging monsters?
Yet to see.
I'm shaking my head.
Gonna find out something scary about Kendra here, Sam.
We have moved on.
I feel like Sid wouldn't really know how to accept a bribe.
I didn't accept a bribe.
Listen, all right.
I tried to make a bribe. Whatever.
I know that we've moved on, but I think we should go back to John's traditional, how you doing?
We did.
Surratt, how you doing, buddy?
Trying to finish up this shit. John's just stalling for time.
Okay, all right.
So did Zeke get anything cool this level?
Damn it, Wes.
So, you had cleared out Vorkstag and Grind's personal rooms, found a couple storerooms with crates of random crap, lots of alchemically preserved oddities and strange, grotesque body parts, skeletons, and at least one preserved dead body in a coffin downstairs. You went up into the tower on top of the Kimmich Works and sprung a couple traps, fought a few homunculi, these tiny red little snapjaw flying critters.
Baby dragon looking things.
Yeah, they're like, what did you say? It's like a Dagron puppet.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's only one door you haven't opened in the Kimmich Works so far. It's down in the basement.
Open that door.
Are we still in the room with the busted little Dagrons?
Yes.
Stormak throws them in his bag.
Just take them.
Why not? They're scrap metal.
They're adorable.
They're bear trap adjacent.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. You take the lifeless homunculi, throw them in your bag. What do you do?
Oh, yeah, because we found that little statue thing, right? Little good luck charm that I think Stormak's packing.
Yes.
Yes, a Boule statuette from Falcon Wolf.
Yeah.
Sure, it's only beneficial.
Not at all cursed.
Not at the least.
Because he would never do that to us. I trust him with my life.
So let's say, despite where you are, where do you go? What do you do?
Well, I got something, John.
Okay.
I've been holding this card, which is completely fucking useless, but just to make sure, I'm going to use it at this point to try to get a hint from the GM to see if we haven't found all of the evidence that we need to find for trial tomorrow. I really don't see any other purpose for this card, other than to maybe get a hint.
I'm into it. I think that's a good use of it.
Ooh.
If ever a moment we want to be sure.
It's either that or a plus 10 on sense motive. So I don't know. I just want to... Tell me. You tell me, buddy.
All right. Let me think about that for just a sec, actually.
Spending the Harrow card for the petitioning the GM. Nice.
I mean, they put it in here for a reason, right? Those stars have got to be worth something. Why not right now?
I approve. I want to make sure we have everything. I don't want to feel like we missed something. How sure are we that Poot was Poot? And also, how sure are we that he was dead?
We saw Vorkstag run away.
Okay. Past Poot?
Like, Sid watched him run through that door, and that's why he was like, guys, come down here, let's give chase.
Right, but like, did you see him run past the body of Poot? Or did you see him cause the body of Poot?
Did I see him cause the body of Poot?
Like, did he kill him? Is my question. With too many words.
I guess I don't know, but if you want, we can stab that body a couple times to make sure it's dead, because, like, Poot's body's still there, with skin on it.
And then also that one that, in the casket. I'm concerned about two bodies.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we can check to see if they're alive, but if they still have skin on them, it's pretty safe to say that that's... the Vorkstag didn't take their skin.
Well, no, but are they Vorkstag?
Yeah, a little pokey stabby.
I just want to make sure he's not trying to pull a fast one.
Alright, so... I could give you a hint that maybe you would want to inspect that cabinet of skins and faces a little bit closer.
Oh.
Okay.
Let's go inspect that cabinet of skins and faces a little bit closer.
Yeah. Sin seems possessed by the spirit of something.
Yeah. I my divination sense is tingling. Like, I just fate is speaking to me.
Damn diviners.
So we do that.
Me, while you are going through the cabinet, we'll have perception and knowledge local from anyone.
Question, is this the type of perception check, since we're just kind of like investigating a cabinet, we could take 20 on? I believe it takes 2 minutes to do a take 20 on a perception check.
There's no consequence for failure, so I think that would be okay.
Right, well, if Sid takes 20, that's a 26.
Okay.
If I take 20, it's a 29.
On perception?
Oh, it's a...
We're taking 20 perception? Then what you got, Sarat?
I also... Here, let me add a d6 to that. So it's 29 plus a d6. That was flew out of the box. So that's a 20... That's a 31. Because I get to add the d6 via inspiration. And I get them for free for expanded inspiration.
All right, well, if we're taking 20, I can beat that with a 32.
Oh!
Dang, Daisy can do a 30 or a 27.
They're like fighting over. Like, no, let me look. Get out of the way. I want to touch the skins.
My eyeballs are more powerful.
Or maybe we're working together like a team.
All right, you guys are looking it over as a team. Anyone else got knowledge local?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got knowledge local.
I rolled poorly on that. That's a 9 for Stormex local.
It's a 21.
It's 11 for Flora.
21 plus 4 is 25.
So, Zeke, first thing you notice, giving this cabinet a little more of a once-over, is you recognize a couple more of these skins once you get a better look at them. Some notable figures from town, a missing person that you recognize, the missing Miller of Harrigan. There's Olga, of course. A respected and reclusive merchant named Borgo Znojmo.
Say that
stupid
again?
Name. Borgo Znojmo.
Bless you.
And a professor from the university named Dr. Katarina Vilt.
We were looking for her.
Or was she was looking for you?
Yeah.
That's cheeky.
That is the professor that came by Oslin's house trying to find out where you were at.
I don't like that she was at Oslin's house. He. It. It was at Oslin's house.
Man, there's a lot of missing people in this cabinet. That's going to clear up a lot of missing persons files back at the God Post.
And then something catches four of your eyes. Stormax and Ezekiel Kane. Maybe you both reach for it at the same time and your hands touch and it's a little awkward.
Is this the meet cute we've been waiting for?
What the hell is this about?
There seems to be a little hidden compartment in the wood in the back of the cabinet. You give a little press and a small wood board falls off and there are a few things hidden behind it. A set of 8 vials of a strange liquid with a syringe set in a little leather carrying case. A weathered notebook. There is also a wand. There is also a wand.
So there's 2 wands.
No. There's 1 wand and nothing else. So yeah, there's those vials and the syringe set, a weathered ledger, and a wand.
Weathered ledger.
Weathered ledger.
Why don't I deal with these chemicals here? Look through that book. I feel like, divinely, this could be important.
Stormac picks up that wand and he says, "How do wands work?" He waves it around a little bit.
Oh, wait. Just stop waving that thing around.
It goes off. It's a wand of fireball.
No!
Sidriel, how does one tell what kind of wand this is? And he offers it up to Sidriel.
Well, you inspect it and try to understand the inherent magics inside of it. Sid, I guess we'll attempt to make a spellcraft check on it. But also, John, just for in case something like this comes up in the future, I did cast Detect Magic on that wardrobe, and Detect Magic can detect auras through up to 3 feet of wood.
Oh, did I say it's a wooden panel? I think it's lead, actually.
Oh my god.
Yes, we can cut this, but...
No, that's totally fine. I'm just saying in case that comes up again, just a heads up that Detect Magic can see through objects.
As I was listing these, I saw this wand was supposed to be down in the room with the dead body,
gotcha.
And I forgot to put it there, so I put it in here instead.
Fair enough. Well, then we can just cut the part where I call you out on it.
or leave it all and let it be a learning moment.
We have moved on.
Yeah.
For everybody.
We'll see how I feel.
We have moved on. That's a new sound clip that's going to keep coming back.
Oh boy. I regret it.
All right, well, so it'll make a spellcraft on that wand.
All right.
We're at 13. Oh, I'm an elf, so I get a +2 to identify the properties of magic items, so that's a 15.
Nice. Yeah. 15 plus this item's caster level is the DC. So unfortunately, a 15 is not going to do it.
Well, someone wants to aid me. Anybody else trained in spellcraft, Zeke?
I mean, I could just roll. Hold on. Let me see.
Yeah, you roll yourself. That's how that works.
Fucking handle first. Handle first. My God. Well, that's not too bad. That might not do it either, though. Spellcraft. It's a 10 plus. Well, it's a 19.
All right. This is a wand of gentle repose.
Well.
Oh, imagine that. Would you look at that?
And if you go through the ledger, it appears to be just that, a list of business transactions and customers, listing objects, their buyers, delivery destinations. A lot of them are bodies of different conditions, and most of them appear to be heading out to scholars. and surgeons, upcoming surgeons in Lepidstad. Some of the objects sold are these curios and oddities, some old art pieces. It looks like he was moving all kinds of things. And among the names of local doctors and scholars that have purchased bodies, two names stand out. One, Dr. Brada of Sanctuary. And two, Orin Vrood.
Why does that sound so familiar?
Orin Vrood is the Whispering Way necromancer who killed Professor Lorimer. Or so his ghost told you.
Huh. Well, that's weird.
And it looks like he purchased about 30 preserved bodies.
How long ago was the most recent?
It looks like a bulk sale. I want to say about a week ago.
So Vorkstag is providing corpses, cadavers, bodies. What is he receiving in payment?
It looks like some of them are trades for rare items and art pieces, but most of it is gold.
Just for curiosity's sake, what is the legal status of the corpse trade in Lepidstad?
Well, I mean, if they're sourced properly, if these people die, but it doesn't look like this guy was running these corpses legally. None of you was hiding this in the back of a cabinet.
Yeah, I imagine there are upstanding ways for doctors and scholars to get bodies to work on, but grave robbing, I imagine, would be generally frowned upon.
Yeah, and I mean, looking at the amount of bodies that he's been selling, there's no way that many people have died in Lepidstad for the amount of traffic that's been coming through this place, if these are indeed real.
Maybe your mind goes back to all the empty graves in the boneyard at Morast.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to have to add that to my evidence list. Could do a quick craft alchemy on the syringe thing.
Yeah. Actually, it might be a knowledge arcana.
Oh, okay. I got that, too. Just gotta check that bone. Where is that bone? Knowledge arcana. Okay, here we go. Oof. That's not gonna be enough with a fucking 12.
I'll still give it a little go. 20 for Sid.
So it's some sort of necromantic alchemical elixir. You might think that it is used to preserve or prolong the unlife of an undead creature.
Hmm. Okay.
Noted.
Let's stash all that shit.
Alright.
What time is it? It's probably like, what, about 2 o'clock?
No. It's like...
It was like 11.
Yeah, it's like midnight.
Or midnight.
Yeah, you got there at dusk, and then you left and healed. You came back, like, in an hour or two. After searching this whole place down after the combat and stuff, it's probably like 10 or 11, I'd say. We'll say 10:30.
Well,
should we go poke some corpses and head out?
Yeah, probably. I mean, we got court in the morning.
Yes, we should secure this place and report it. Report it to your authorities, right, Constable?
I mean, I am the authority, but yes, let's do that and get a couple guards to watch that, and let's get that cabinet out of here ASAP. That should stay with us.
So, you make your way down to where the bodies are in the basement there?
Mm-hmm.
You see Poot bludgeoned on the floor. You see the large double doors to the south that you've not opened yet.
Stormak grabs him by the leg, grabs the corpse by the leg, and kind of shakes.
Stop it!
Leave me alone!
I'm trying to get out of going back to work.
No, he is lifeless.
All right.
And unmoving. There are a bunch of crates in this room.
We open them. pop open those crates.
You open the crates, and you find 5 pots. I'm just going to tell you what these things are. There's like alchemical items. Is that boring? Do you want to roll for it?
I mean, we've got 2 people that are pretty well versed in alchemy.
Yeah. Let's say you could figure these out. 5 pots of Blade Guard. 10 doses of Blood Block.
What? That sounds like not something you want.
5 applications of Silver Weapon Blanch. 5 applications of Cold Iron Weapon Blanch. And a single application of Adamantine Weapon Blanch.
Holy shit. We're taking all that.
Sure. Sid would be very interested in having those.
Sorry, where did those come from?
These crates.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, you should have searched those before you broke out.
Well, he wasn't down here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because if it's all the same to you guys, Sid can get 10 hits per Blanch, whereas you guys can only get 1 hit per Blanch if you're using a melee weapon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine with me.
The Blade Guard says you can do 50 ammunition items.
I don't even know what that one does. I just know the Blanches are pretty cool for bypassing DR.
Blade Guard's probably no good. It just prevents razor bumps when you shave.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
It stops your weapon from corroding from things by, like, oozes and rust monsters.
Oh. Well, if I'm shooting the arrow out of the arrow, it gets destroyed when I hit it anyway, so right. I don't care.
Yeah. You find a bunch of cool stuff. Poot's still dead?
Very dead. How about that? There was a coffin with a corpse in it.
Yep.
We go. I want to poke it.
Check him out. He doesn't move.
But it feels dead.
Yes.
Okay.
Well preserved, though.
Yes. Alright.
What do you do next?
Well, there's one door left. I mean, do we want to go through it, or should we just,
Yeah.
Might as well, right?
We should. We should check everything.
Might as well check it out while we're here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Alright. You open those double doors, and there's about a 20-foot stone hall leading to another set of double doors.
Alright.
And we go down there.
Stormak examines the hall before Flora runs in.
Alright.
16 perception, checking for traps.
Does Flora explode?
Having found no traps, Stormak moves into the room with Flora.
Yeah. I do not perceive any traps.
Does Flora explode? Is that what
you just wondering. I was just wondering. I want to see what happened.
Isn't that how we check for traps?
Flora explodes. I think my hair blew up last episode.
At the end of the hall, there is a large set of double doors. Once again, appear to be just some regular big wooden doors.
Stormak looks and listens for sound on the other side of the door, traps on at the door, 28 for perception. Locks.
Right. You hear a little bit of, like, sloshing water on the other side of this door. It does not appear to be locked or trapped.
It's an aboleth.
I'll slowly open the door and reveal...
Oh, God! What is that? Oh, man!
A room... full of bodies.
And
not,
water.
Not what you were hoping to see.
Oh, is that Santa Claus?
Oh, Santa Claus in the corner of the room. Santa Claus down, man.
No.
Oh, no.
Santa.
I laughed so hard at that.
Oh, no.
I just realized that that was there, like, last week.
Good old Saint Nick. Jealous Saint Nick in the corner.
So, you open the door, and there is a large room, like 40 by 40 or so room, and the floor of this large chamber is hidden beneath the murky water, filling the room to just below the bottom of the door that you're standing at. Dozens of pale cadavers silently float in the ice-cold waters, It's much colder in here than the rest of the building. The cadavers are floating and just bumping into each other or against the damp walls. The air is still and quiet, broken only by the sound of water lapping against the stone walls.
Well, I guess I know where he was keeping his stock.
This place gets more horrific at every turn.
Yeah.
Oh, let's seal this up.
Stormak counts. Get out of here. He counts the bodies. There's 11, and he shuts the door.
So, despite the map,
oh, okay.
There's actually about 36.
Ew.
And Santa Claus counts for 2.
Is that the difference between 11 and 36?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think we've seen enough. Maybe we should get the guards to secure this place while we prepare for tomorrow.
I think yeah. That's a great idea. I
need to get Daisy home. Clean her up.
Yes, let us all go. Secure this building and be on our way. Zeke, these mongrel men, we need to turn them into authorities.
Now, Stormak, go back a little bit, because when you get to that second door, you two floor.
I'm going back.
Just as you're about to leave that hallway, you hear the creaking of the doors that you just closed.
Reopening. Oh, dear.
As it looks like two of those bodies were not quite dead.
God, hot damn.
Now let's roll for initiative.
God, son of a bitch.
Were they not quite dead, or were they dead and came back around out the other side undead?
Did we just save their lives, or...
By opening a door and closing it?
Is that Santa Claus?
And now they're like, wait, take us with you. They're taking us. They're asking us to come take them along.
Well,
walk up and give them a hug. Let them know that everything's going to be okay.
Everything.
You can ask them about that on your turn.
Fuck. All right, here we go. There always has to be one last battle, huh?
Ew.
16 for Sid.
That's 3. Who wants to put me on their shoulders? Oops, sorry, that was a D10. I'm going to try that again. Ooh, natural 20 for a plus 3, 23.
This ain't gonna be good.
Natural 2 for an 8.
I got a 15.
Well, I'm glad this is over. Can't wait to get back to my new room in Oslin's house. I think I saw some food in the kitchen that'll cook up nice late night snack. Yes.
Well. It looks like one of these creatures is up first. This horrid humanoid figure looks like his skin is kind of almost dripping off of its body, lifts into the hallway, and attempts to attack Sidriel, who is sitting right there in front of him. He reaches up with his slimy, clawed hands.
Lifts out of a pool. And then moves, and then attacks. That guy's impressive.
Opens a door?
And opens a
they
door.
They open a door. All right.
Oh, wait, you guys.
Get him.
Get out of town.
This poor guy.
Flaming spike trap. Here comes a slam attack. Oh. It rolled off the 15 onto the 5. That's a 10 to hit.
Negative.
Flat-footed?
Negative.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
I have an 11. Yeah, flat-footed. Yeah, I have an 11 flat-footed for what it means.
Oh, that was close then.
Oh, yeah.
And Flora's up next.
Okay. I can still only move 15 feet. So I'm going to squeeze between Sid. Not Sid. Between.
Wait, I thought you got a bonus feet.
Yeah, I got a bonus feet. So that means I get 30 feet, then. I'll take
16
it.
Feet.
I'll take it.
You can always delay if there's no position for you to get into.
There is no position for me. Zeke, move! She's like poking him in the butt. Move!
I can try.
She's gonna wait.
Zeke, put me in position.
I'm gonna wait until there is room for her to be 10 feet away from a guy.
Alright, so you delay.
Mm-hmm.
Sidriel's up next.
Sid is going to take the withdrawal action and try to get the fuck away from this sopping monstrosity.
Sid starts going through withdrawals.
Yeah. We'll just back up right over here. There's kind of like 10 feet behind Stormak and a wall of people between me and the nasties.
Alright. Smart.
So it's taking enough damage for one day.
And this next one comes up to Stormak and attempts to slam jam. That's a natural one.
Oh, thank goodness.
Alright, let me roll to confirm. 14 to confirm.
Fist falls
that's
off.
That's gonna thumb bony.
Fist falls off.
So he comes up, and he is dripping wet from this fluid that he just came out of, and he does like a Scooby-Doo like slip up. His feet start going crazy. Whoop, 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 whoop. And he falls down prone in front of you as he's like lurching forward to slam you.
No running by the pool.
Nice.
I would like to step in here with my turn. Is he prone?
He is.
Does that give me bonuses to hit?
Yes.
Okay, I would like to do that.
All right.
So, because I have a 6 BAB now, I can do 2 attacks. Yeah?
If you don't move, yes.
I have not yet moved, so I'm going to do my first attack with a plus 11.
Gross.
And then plus whatever I get for being prone.
It gets a minus 4 to its AC.
Okay, so that's plus 15.
No, you don't.
No, it's plus 11.
Okay, so that's 14. My roll plus my attack is 14.
All right. And my AC is minus 4. Adessa gonna hit.
Nice.
Oh, shit. Even with the 3? God damn. Nice.
Plus 5. So that's 10 damage.
Holy cow.
And then my next stab.
Aren't you wielding your lance two-handed?
Yes.
Don't you get 1.5 times your strength bonus to hit?
You should, yeah.
My strength bonus is only 3.
Oh, okay. So I thought it was higher. Never mind. No, ignore me.
We're good. And then I'm going to attack again. Oh, that's a natural 20.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God. Right.
Woo! Plus 6.
Roll to confirm.
Confirm
anything.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh,
yeah.
Plus 6.
That'll do. You confirm with a dirty 20? Oh, jeez.
Okay.
That's nasty.
So is that 3 times with a lance?
I
does it say?
Want to say no.
It's, yeah, 3x damage.
Yeah.
That's so gross.
So that's 3d6? Mm-hmm.
3d6 plus your mod.
Plus 5.
Plus 15.
Plus 15.
Plus 15.
Yeah, your mod 3 times as well.
So 8 plus 15.
23.
Would you like to describe that kill?
Would you like to describe the number of points of damage that you did?
No, I don't actually. 8 plus 15 is 23.
Oh, look at that.
She's just like, I just want to go home. And she just stabs the thing twice as quickly as she can. right between Zeke and Stormak's, like, hips.
Yeah, you must have hit some vital parts or something, because you have obliterated this thing.
Fantastic. That's what I want to hear.
With that nasty hit, the other one puts his hands up.
Huh.
He's like, whoa, 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 man, whoa, whoa.
What?
Like, oh, geez, Jeff, oh. What do you, just, hey, don't, hey, I don't hurt me. I'm cool, man.
What
were you doing in that pool?
Roll diplomacy.
Why are you attacking us?
I was just doing my job, man.
What is this, Zombieland with Bill Murray?
Why is everyone around here just... is doing their job. I don't understand. What job are you doing?
Look, I didn't choose this, right? I'm kind of forced into it, but who are you people? Boss told me to just kill anyone that came around.
What?
I'm totally fine, though. I'm not going to kill you, I swear.
What?
Sense motive. Also, I want to do a knowledge on this guy. What the hell is he?
Yeah, I'll sense motive that shit. I get 3-1 of those. Oh, no, I won't.
I'm blindsided. I did not expect the zombie to start asking for mercy.
Yeah, he's clearly not a zombie.
You can give me a knowledge religion.
All right. That's not very good. That's a 10.
17 for Sid.
This is a type of zombie. Something called a juju zombie. It's an animated corpse, but created to serve as a minion that retains all the skills and abilities it possessed in life.
What was he in life? A fucking lifeguard?
Yeah, Stormak, you get the feeling he's being sincere. He looks like he's pleading for his life after he saw what you could do with, like, just destroying his friend in 6 seconds.
Yeah, good job, Flora.
Can we... Hey, could you come to court in the morning?
Court? You... I don't...
Yeah, actually, we're here to summon you for jury duty.
Yeah, that sounds like a surefire way to get annihilated.
Damn it.
I didn't want to be here. I was pretty much extorted. It's the only way I could stay alive, is to work for this asshole.
Oh, alive's a strong term.
Sidriel!
Yeah, okay, well...
That's rude!
Yeah, to rub it in.
Look here, we have defeated Grein, and we have also ran off Vorkstag.
Oh.
This chemical plant is no longer operational.
Yeah, look, I'm not really a bad guy. Okay, maybe you just let me go.
Where are you gonna go?
What have you doing down here?
Attending to these bodies, loading them up, moving them out to for him to sell. He created us.
We're talking about the man in the top hat, right? Big tall dude, top hat.
Yeah. Vorkstag. He's a right prick. He brought us back from the dead with some kind of special sauce, and then he said if we didn't work for him, he would stop giving it to us, so we would just kind of fall apart.
Is it in a syringe, and it looks like this, and...
Ooh, yeah, that's stuff. Hey, you probably don't really have a use for that, right? Well, just...
Are we necromancers now? Is that what we do, Stormac?
I mean, we didn't really bring him back.
I could just take it off your hands.
How can you help us? Clearly, we have mutual enemies.
How can I help you?
Perhaps you cannot. And he turns and puts that syringe back in Sidriel's bag.
Wait, come on now. I mean, what do you want me to do? He's like scratching his neck.
He could come to court.
I don't think we can bring this feller to court, nah.
Why the fuck not? Go straight to evidence?
Yeah, I mean, the people of Leopardstadt are not nearly as cool with, dead juju zombies, I think, as, we all seem to be for some reason.
So we put a sheet over his head, and we walk him in the back door.
So he looks like a ghost?
Yeah! Or like witness protection.
Kind of sounds cool.
Come on, there's got to be something.
If you could... I don't want to walk into my demise, but... You give me those syringes there, and maybe promise that I'm not going to get obliterated by some cleric of Pharasma, that maybe, I can help you.
Can't actually promise anything, but... Do our best.
Have you all lost your minds? You bring him into the court. The one of the main judges sitting on the panel one of the judges is a cleric of Pharasma, aren't they?
Or the Holy Sister of Justice
Sister.
Is
right,
like sort of the muscle of the courtroom was the cleric of Pharasma.
Have you guys lost your minds? You want to make friends with this undead creature who just tried to kill me and walk it into a courtroom to testify on our behalf to try to get Tim off, who they already think is working with necromancers, and we're going to bring in a zombie to testify on his behalf?
And now, to be fair, I only tried to kill you because I thought I would be killed.
I will shoot you in the face from here. I'm not talking to you.
We're going to close this door. You hang tight for a second.
But.
We're just going to shut this door and talk amongst ourselves.
Well, we can't go anywhere, but maybe we could get his sworn testimony brought in to Judge Deremir before trial so she can see this person truly exists and we are just not, we're not trying to pull a fast one over. And then we could use that sworn testimony to ask questions with.
Flora's like looking at Citriel.
I feel like I'm going insane. This is a corpse, a zombie we're talking about.
I mean,
but he knows things, and he's obviously sentient in some way, right?
Seemed all right to me.
Don't be fooled by their wily ways. The dead cannot be trusted.
Thank you, Stormac.
I mean, Flora's pretty quick on that stick, so she could beat him up, beat that one up. Yeah, it's fine. You know, he's going to be beholden to us as long as we keep that serum.
Okay, quick magic lesson for the group here. That is a zombie. It is the undead. It is powered entirely by necromantic energy. It is inherently and unwillingly evil. It cannot not be evil. That is what makes it be.
So, well, then why did it just give up?
Because it wants to protect itself. Evil doesn't mean self-destructive.
What is your plan? Should we set him loose? Set it free? Kill it? Set it loose upon the town?
No. Stormac unsheaths the magical short sword of Vessian Hochran and says, no.
Thank you, Stormac, for being a, well, violent but voice of reason.
All right,
Okay, so I'm inclined to, like, agree. I take your point of view very seriously. I trust you guys. I know Sid knows, you both know way more about magic than I do. So if you say that necromancy is bad, and the things made by it are bad, even though they seem to be neutral, I'll believe you. It just seemed like an option.
Flora's evil confirmed.
I don't think anything good comes from parlaying with this thing any further.
Okay.
Well, I'm with you, but can't necessarily kill the guy.
He's already been slain.
Thank you.
I mean, it sounds like he's going to die if he doesn't get his hands on the things anyway, so can we just bar the door and go?
Would we know that?
And leave him in there with those corpses?
I'm pretty sure Ozil would want us to put the soul to rest.
Oh, don't play the Ozil card! She's like, oh man!
Look, he might not be here anymore, but that doesn't mean he's not still with us.
Damn it, Citriel! She knocks her lance back under her arm and she's like, fine, open the fucking door.
Settle, knock an arrow, and alright guys, on three.
Alright, this is on you though. I'm just here for backup.
I can live with that.
Is there any chance that this is a wrong thing to do? I think not.
I mean, John, you said we were able to, with those roles, we identified it as very clearly undead, zombie.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens to be an intelligent undead.
Yes.
Yeah, mark it. One. Two.
Oh, God damn it.
Three. And with that, shoot an arrow, smash a face.
He also had a readied action to attack when the door had opened.
Well, so did we.
He readied it first. But that's a 23 to hit Flora.
This was really more of a moral battle than an actual battle.
Yeah.
17. So, yeah, go ahead.
All right. And that's going to be 12 damage.
Okay.
And then
she's like, ah, ready to action.
He like kind of just like falls into her with the door opening.
Oh, that's not very good. That's a 12 to hit.
12 is going to miss, unfortunately.
That is a 23 to hit.
That'll hit.
7 points of piercing damage.
All right. And why don't we just stick in initiative here? Although, we'll say Sid and Stormac just did ready to tax, so Ezekiel Kane would be up next.
Ooh, man, Ezekiel Kane positioned himself in the worst spot probable if he's going to do any fighting, but he kind of said he was going to, I'm going to delay. Because Flora needs to back up.
You can stand right next to Flora and still attack, right?
No, I don't think that's possible.
John, is that possible?
Around a corner like that? I mean, I would say it would have cover.
Cover. What is cover? Concealment or cover? I can't remember which one's which.
I would say he would get like a plus four to his AC.
Plus four? Oof, man. I'm just going to delay.
All right. It is his turn, and he is going to do a little something Stormac likes to call a flurry of blows. It's like, you could have just let me go!
Oh, God, you guys.
I thought I made that up. I thought I was the only one who did flurries of blows.
Hold on, let me,
I learned it from watching you!
I'm gonna update my health here real quick, just so Johnny is aware of my actual health.
I think I just updated it for you.
It's 11.
Yes.
Okay.
Two attacks. That's a 20.
Yep.
And a 21.
Yeah, both of those hit.
Coming at you with a d6 plus 4 each.
This is not going to go well, guys. Flora might hit the floor for the first time.
Yeah, it's fine.
18 damage.
Yeah, she's down.
It's like, I didn't want to have to do this. Flora, do a little constitution check for me.
I don't believe you. I think you did want to do that.
I mean, I wasn't gonna.
Constitution.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Just like your... Just plus your constitution bonus.
Oh, natural 20 plus 1. 21.
Oh, you're good. You stabilize and do not start bleeding out.
Fantastic.
Sidriel.
I'm gonna jump in right here, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I'm gonna 5 foot step up and attack. So I'm going to studied target this guy.
All right.
Gonna give me a bonus to damage and a bunch of stuff. Actually, my studied target went up a bunch. Whoa, that's cool. It's a 1d6 plus 7 now. Holy shit. I don't know if that's gonna hit though. That's a 13. Oh no. Yeah, 13.
That's gonna miss, unfortunately. Anything else from Zeke?
Nope. Walks up, studied target, he's good.
Thou, Sidriel.
Okay, Sid'll take a 5 foot step back and try to plonk two arrows into this guy.
Alright.
First one is a nat 20.
Nice.
Woo!
And that is a 14 to confirm, which I don't think confirms.
It does not.
Okay, 3 points of damage. Second attack is a 26 to hit.
That'll do.
For 4 more points of damage.
Sid, it doesn't look like those arrows took purchase.
Cool, cool, cool.
It's not magical, is it?
Nope.
And I did not ask that question. Stormac.
Well, we already did knowledge religion on these things, right? And yeah, we did.
Yes.
But we didn't get answers. I don't think we rolled very well. Maybe Sid did.
Yeah, I guess I didn't think about that at the time, because you were just trying to find out if they were undead or not. I'll tell you now. He does have DR magic and slashing.
Magic and slashing, or magic or slashing?
And.
Yikes.
Alright, well, it's the difference between,
Don't your fists count as magic?
Yeah, but
not slashing.
They don't count as slashing, so...
But Vessian Hawkins' short sword
is... I believe a short sword is piercing.
Oh,
I can switch it up. I can go with a plus one mithril dagger for d4 plus 3. The short sword's d6 plus 3. I'm not really sure it's a huge difference. I'll go ahead with the dagger.
All right.
Is the dagger magic?
It is. It's a plus one mithril dagger.
Oh, okay.
And that's piercing or slashing. So.
Yes. So Stormak's going to move. He's gonna provoke an AOO as he moves next to this guy and then behind this guy in order to flank with Zeke.
Alright. He'll take that.
He's dropping the sword as he does so, as he's pulling the dagger.
It's a 24 to hit.
Oh, man. AC 23 with the nave standard and mobility versus the AOO.
Alright.
Yikes. Unfortunate.
It's going to be an 11 damage.
Alright.
As he just swipes a good chunk out of your shoulder as you sneak past him. Or not sneak. But you know. slide back.
Alright. So, of course, that provokes an AOO from me. I can only do these weird AOOs unarmed. So here comes a chopping action, trying to do slashing, but it's not happening. Here's the attack. That's a 20 for 7 bludgeoning, magical bludgeoning.
All right, that'll hit. Right,
that gets me in position now, and I will attack with the dagger, and flanking with the nave standard.
Mm-hmm.
Got that clicked on. Here's.
Does that still count when it's covered in Flora's unconscious blood?
Yes.
Rude.
Yes, it does. here's the mithril dagger attack with flanking. That's a 22 to hit for 4 damage.
All right. That goes through. You slice him up. Good. He's still standing.
You're not meant to be, Stormax says. That's it.
All right. And I think he's going to come at Stormak with a flurry of blows. And I believe you can make the first one of those a stunning fist. Isn't that right, Stormak?
Yes.
And he's going to do that. First one. Ooh, that's a 22. You're rolling pretty good.
Yeah, that hits.
It's a fortitude save.
Yes. It's a 19.
All right. You're not stunned, but you do take 10 damage from that one. And then the second hit is a 15.
Miss.
All right. And then Flora is probably dead.
Yeah.
Ezekiel Kane.
I'm fine. Yeah.
Ezekiel Kane. All right. Well, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to study target. And, well, I don't have to study target, but I'm going to hit. Here we go. Hopefully.
All right.
Oh, 18 on the die. Is that a critical threat with my rapes?
Yes, it is.
I think it's
a rapier's cool. Not 19 to 20?
18 to 20 for a rapier.
Yeah, let's keep calling it a rapier.
Yep. What is it? What is it supposed to be called?
What, you want the rapier?
No, the rapier. Yeah, that's what we want to call it. Uh-huh.
What is it supposed to be called?
Objecting to your first use of... You called it your rapes.
My rapes.
Oh, my rapes.
Well, did. I got to shorten it because it's cute. All right, that. Well, that's a critical threat. Here we go. Critical threat. This is a, I don't think, 17?
17 is not going to confirm.
Damn.
Unfortunately.
All right, well, that's
Did you
one...
have the flanking bonus?
Oh, yeah. 19?
Oh, it's a plus 3 from flanking because the nave standard.
Ah.
So, yeah, 19 will confirm.
So that's 1d6 plus 4, so 2d6 plus 8. 2d6 plus 8, okay, that's 6 plus 8 is 14, and then I get the precision damage, which is 3 plus 3. So yeah, so another 14 plus 3 is 17 damage.
All right. Would you like to describe that kill?
Oh, nice.
All right. Oh, yeah, Stormak goes over there, he reaches, he tries to claw him again, and he just pokes him straight through the back. Comes out the front.
I could have beat guys up for you or something.
He falls down.
He tried to give us a free NPC, and we're like, fuck it, kill him.
I mean, he's a zombie. He just wanted his fucking crack sauce that keeps him alive.
It's true. Yeah, it's just a wild card.
We did him a favor.
Gurgle, gurgle.
No self-respecting monk would wish this kind of existence.
Moan.
Zeke, get off of Flora. Let's get her healed.
It's fine. We got the little miss.
Did you really? She's unconscious. Okay, it's fine.
Come on, Zeke. It's okay when it's me. I can take the damage, but get that wand out. Let's heal Flora. Let's go.
I mean, I guess. Sure. We got some charges left.
What do you mean, you guess?
What? Jesus!
I was just looking. What,
why is there any
sure we
debate?
Had charges. I was just making sure we had charges. That's all. Just chill out, man. Hold on. Let me see if this. Hand it over. Jesus Christ.
Cops and their charges.
Torag, help me. Jeez.
All right. That's 7. Where you at?
It wasn't a prayer. That was.
Stormag's hands burst into fire.
7 brings me up to 0.
All right. One more.
So you're conscious. You're staggered.
That's 4 more.
One more. What is this, Zeke? Come on. Keep spending them on her and then on me and on yourself and Sidriel. This is ridiculous.
How much did you get? Half. What did I get?
You get another 4.
While they're doing that, Sid's going to go close the doors to the corpse pool.
All right.
Is there anything on this side to, like, bar those doors?
You can find something, like a big piece of wood from a crate or something. Yeah. You figure it out.
Yeah, set something up just in case. Don't dead open inside.
Yes.
Yeah.
God, did you get him?
Did we win?
He's dead again.
Okay. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, feel like we should secure the cabinet and anything else that we found for us. Get out of here.
Wonderful idea.
All right.
Find some guards to secure this place overnight just in case Forkstag tries to come back.
Good idea.
So are you going to put the cabinet on a floating disc? Is that what you're talking about?
So I still think we should get the guards here first and just have a witness to where the cabinet came from.
All right.
And so we're not just walking down the street with a cabinet full of skins?
Hmm.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
Yes.
Like, oh, no, I'm not a necromancer. I just have a floating cabinet full of people's skins. Don't mind me.
You got, like, necromantic heroin in your backpack?
Right. Yeah. It's a mistake. I swear, it's not mine. I'm holding it for a friend.
Yeah.
I mean, not a friend. An enemy that we tried to kill. Yes, that's the answer.
A guy that I was just fighting. I got the acid burns to prove it.
Yeah, he just ran away, though. Then there's no evidence that he was ever here. He's just gone.
You wouldn't believe it, but the body, like, burned into ash. Right as
he just
died.
Exploded!
Which you are, okay, so you want to go get guards first.
Yes.
And you all head to the guard barracks,
Do we have to go all the way to the guard barracks so they're not, like, wandering street patrols? Town. Beat cops?
Yeah, I mean, it's late, but you could probably find one in the road somewhere.
So, I know this isn't exciting, but we don't really get to do things off-air. Stormax really hurt. He needs healing. We need someone to fulfill the job of the healer.
You got 20 fucking hit points. You're fine.
Okay, then.
I mean, I don't have any way to do that. I got 1 charge on the wand. I don't know what to tell you.
1. Okay. Wow. Okay. All right. Let's keep it moving.
It was a used wand, wasn't it? From Ozil?
Yeah, he had some. He had a little bit left, and then we used them all in that fight, and he has 1 charge left. After those 2 from Flora, there's 1 left.
Alrighty.
Let's hold on to that for an emergency and go find us a guard.
Alright. Yeah, you're, maybe 20-25 minutes before you do find a couple guards walking down the street with torches. Zeke, you'd recognize him. Find a couple guards and you get them to go secure this place. What do you tell them?
Hey, boys, we drastically need somebody to look over this spot. There's a bunch of crimes committed, and we need this scene secure for tomorrow, for the trial of the beast. You think you could bring a couple boys down from Central?
Sure. Yeah, we'll. Jesus, you okay?
No.
Absolutely not.
All right, well, go get yourself fixed up. We'll get a couple guys over there. Give them the address, or the location.
One of you come with us so we can bring some evidence out that we can submit.
All right.
You don't necessarily want to be seen walking down the street with what are clearly nefarious objects.
So, you're able to procure some guards. You tell them you're collecting evidence for the court case tomorrow. And it might take a little while to move stuff across town if you're trying to get it out of there tonight. But you are able to do so.
Yeah. Well, the cabinet on the floating disc will travel, I think, at the same speed I travel.
Yep.
And it lasts for an hour. So that should be enough to get it back to wherever we're taking it.
Yeah, it's probably like 30, 40 minutes to get across town to the courthouse. That's no problem. And I think you guys gathered up everything else yourselves, right?
I think so. Is there anyone there to submit evidence, or should we just wait for the morning?
It'd probably be a morning thing, actually.
Yeah.
If it's like 11 o'clock, 11:30 at night. You also, I think you left a bag of severed heads at Oslin's house.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now we're bringing home a nice curio to put them in.
You want to bring stuff over to Oslin's house and submit it in the morning, and you've got witnesses in the guard that say, seen you taking the stuff out of there. What do you do with the rest of the night?
Sleep. Yeah.
Sleep.
Yeah. It's been a long couple days.
Yeah.
You guys didn't even, most of you didn't even sleep the night before, right?
Right.
That's right.
Whew.
I've had a sticky note here on my desk for months. And it says, Stormak stays overnight with Tim. I was intending to guard him.
Oh, yeah.
I was intending to guard him from any possible attacks. So I'm going to follow through with that. Stormak says, as we get closer, he says, I'm going to stay here. There's really no point going back to Oslin's once again. Gonna stay and guard Tim.
Flora's like looking at herself all bloody, and she looks over at Daisy and she's like, Do you want us to stay with you or
no? Protect Oslin. Look into skin situation. I'll be fine.
Okay.
Alright then. I think it's bedtime.
Yeah.
Right. So, Stormak, you go. The guards recognize you from working with them as Tim's bodyguards in the courtroom process. And you're able to get down there.
Stormak's all beaten and slashed and burned, and he's drinking a couple potions as he's walking down. Just kind of gives the guys a heads up.
They're like, ugh.
Are there any cheaper ways to get healed that aren't potions and churches?
Sleeping heals you pretty slowly.
Yeah, real slow.
I mean, wands are pretty cost efficient.
Having a cleric in your party that can channel.
Yeah.
Probably the most cost efficient.
Too soon, Wes.
Now Zeke can cast Cure Light Wounds.
Let another year go by before that joke can be funny. Just kidding.
I'm pretty sure a year has gone by since.
It has.
Yeah.
I said another, yeah.
So you head down to the holding cell, and Tim is there with his head in his hands. It looks like he heard you coming down the stairs, and he looks up excitedly.
Stormak!
Hello, Tim.
Can I go now?
Not yet, friend.
The guards say that they're gonna
They burn me tomorrow. I don't want to be burned.
Stormak sits, like, up close to the cell and maybe tries to, I don't know, console Tim by his presence. And he says, my friends and I will not let that happen.
You promise?
We've promised to tell the truth and do our best. It will be enough.
Smooth.
Okay. I hope so.
Let's get some rest, Tim. Big day tomorrow.
He gives you a worried nod. And we will fade out to the rest of the guys heading back to Auslan's with the Cabinet of Horrors on a disc. Any dialogue there?
I don't know. Flora and Daisy, you're pretty stumbly. On the way back, they're not well.
Yeah, I think Sid's just fucking exhausted at this point.
You get back to Auslan's, and maybe a couple houses down, you can hear lots of barking.
Oh no, come on!
What's the deal there?
Flora's gonna run. She's gonna run.
Don't.
Yeah, that'll give chase.
When you get there, it looks like the front door is cracked open a little bit.
Yep, run in.
You hear the menagerie of dogs all barking from upstairs. It sounds like they're like all locked in a room or something.
Auslan! Just like running around, opening doors, looking in rooms, running upstairs, lets all the puppies out.
You let them out, and they're all happy to see you and give you hug attacks. You don't see any signs of Auslan, though.
God damn it, Johnny.
Signs of a scuffle?
There's one vase that's knocked off of a table near the front door in a few pieces. And other than the dog noises, it is quiet.
Sid, I have to find him. I have to find him.
Alright, let's go.
Okay, find him, Daisy. Go.
Yeah, you left Daisy at the Kimmick Works.
No, I didn't. I've mentioned her with us several times.
I know. I'm just kidding. And you head back out, and I think that is where we're going to leave it for the week.
I'm so irritated right now.
Stalling for time because you're afraid I'm gonna beat you at trial. You're making shit up, destroying people's lives. Just for what? Some extra time?
If you hurt Auslan, I'm gonna be so upset.
Sarat, was that in character Zeke yelling at the game master?
Nah, I'm just
fuck you, God!
I've just just adopted this smooth southern drawl as just part of who I am. This is me now. It's
like Johnny with the Irish.
Now we will for certain get to the trial next session.
I am bothered. We're not, she's not going.
Have to go hunt down Auslan.
Yeah, I'm not going to the trial until I know where Auslan is.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I just want to play a wizard that gets to rest and have spells. That's all I want.
So sorry.
I'm going to keep you awake for the rest of the game so you can never cast haste.
God damn, I let him sleep.
I mean, I don't think I've had a non-scroll spell since probably the ghoul fight.
Oh my god.
It'll happen, buddy. Next year.
I'm not talking to Johnny this week. We are not friends.